Welcome, everybody, to episode 487 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah, I'm Groot.
Or I got his groove back.
I am Groot. Yeah, we'll be talking a lot about Avengers Infinity War. I think the reason that nobody's in chat is because nobody wants to be spoiled. And we're going to be doing a lot of spoilers. I don't normally do it, but man, there's a lot to talk about.
It's hard not to talk about it.
Yeah, it really is. It's because a lot of it is a culmination of previous movies, but we will be talking extensively about Avengers Infinity War. I'm holding up now Avengers Infinity coin thing. I'm a bobber, and it's really cool. It's got like the Infinity Gauntlet on one side and the Avengers symbol on the other. It's really cool. But anyways, Eric, how was your week, dude?
All right, I guess. Yeah. But job bullshit.
Oh, like, yeah.
Hopefully by the time I get back, they'll have a machine.
That'd be cool. Then your job might be a little bit easier if you have the proper tools.
I'll have to relearn how to use it, though, because it's going to probably be an auger.
Yeah. Hey, Break, we also need to talk a little bit about the NFL draft. I won't bore the audience with a bunch of that talk, but there are a couple things that I want to touch on about the draft. I don't know if you watched it.
It may or may not be on in the background. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying it's not on.
Possibly. Oh,
there's a train on in my background. I don't know if you can hear that.
I can't. Thankfully, I cannot hear it.
No, I don't hear any moaning.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's get started with the news because we got tons of news. We're just basically going to do headlines this week because we got too much news to get to. And not a lot of time to get to it all. And I definitely want to talk about the NFL and especially Avengers. So, Eric, let's hear the news.
Okay. I'll just do a couple at a time, even. Right. Series Scarlet creator says, Saga Scarlet Gracious English version is in the works, so what's happening?
Okay.
But in case anybody wants to know, in Japan it's going to be released on August 12th on Steam, but the other platforms will follow in other territories for the PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, iOS, and Android.
All right. And next story, Eric.
So next story would be from Eurogamer. It's about Nintendo's publishing a smartphone game that some other company's making, and it's called Dragalia Lost, and it's action RPG.
Yeah,
it's got an anime style.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I like
so it's like Pokemon Go. They're gonna take the credit for it and reap all the rewards, but have nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Pretty much,
well, yeah. Because Cygames isn't strong enough to self-publish yet.
Yeah, looks pretty.
Well, then that's good if they're helping a smaller company.
Yeah, but you're right. They're gonna.
But
take
they got. I know, but they got. If it's a smaller company, they got to get their foot in the door. You know.
Yeah.
They just have to be wary of getting bought out and shit like that.
Or shit on. You know.
No shit.
One of those. All right, Break. Do the next couple of headlines, please. We will comment on this next story, though.
Next story is
Eric.
Breakman's turn.
Yeah, Breakman's turn.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Dragon Quest IX and X director Jin Fujisawa leaves Squinix. That's sad.
Yeah.
9 was my favorite.
9 was great. Not as good as 8. Not quite as good as 8, but very good.
There's also version 1 of 10, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I really like 9. 9's a great game, too. So this is sad news. I'm the...
And he's been with... been working on the Dragon Quest franchise since the remake of Final Fantasy... Or Dragon Quest... Not the remake. Dragon Quest 7 for the original PlayStation 1. Remake, sorry.
Yeah, and this
Remake of PlayStation... The remake of Dragon Quest 4 was the next game he worked on.
Yeah. The usual path for people, like, very talented people like Fujisawa is to open up their own company, because sometimes they're limited in their scope of what they can do. Like, if they have an original idea, they don't necessarily want to tell a company like Square Enix, because... You know, Square Enix has a tendency to take those great ideas and you know.
It doesn't mean that he won't work with Square. He's just not working as an employee.
Yeah, he just wants to work with his next, with his own company, make his own rules, etc. He probably has some ideas that they wouldn't have anything to do with, and he just wants to do them. All right, break.
Well, that, and more than likely, he wants to be able to own his own thing.
Yep. He's largely been a scenario guy.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Eastward is a 90s anime-inspired RPG set during Mankind's demise. Chucklefish, the developers behind Starbound and the publisher of Stardew Valley, announced today that they will be publishing Eastward, a new title from Shanghai-based developer studio Pixpill.
Yeah, Stardew Valley was decent.
Pixpill? Eastward is a dual-character adventure RPG with a look inspired by 90s Japanese animation set in a decaying world. Society is on the brink of collapse as the human population shrinks to an all-time low. You play as a hard-working digger named John who must guide a mysterious girl named Sam through a monster-infested ruinous cities.
I'm glad you said that sentence, man. I might have made a mistake. Digger.
Here's a rundown of the history of the project along with the game's features. Yeah. Development stated. Development started on Eastward at Pixpill's Shanghai office in 2015 with only 3 team members. Wow. Using a game engine of the studio's own making. Built around pixel artist Hong Warren's original intricate post-apocalyptic pixel designs and the team's love of the Mother and Legend of Zelda series and other Japanese animation styles, Pixpill were inspired to create a narrative-driven RPG with a soft sci-fi storyline. Since then, not only the ambitions of the game have grown, but also the team now sitting at 10 members strong as they work towards the PC, and well, they've more than tripled their staff.
That's funny. It looks really good. I don't know if you guys got to see the video. I put it up on the stream, but it's...
The animation kind of reminds me of a little bit of Joachim Sandberg's Iconoclast.
Yeah, I was going to say it reminded me of something. That's a good comparison for sure, Eric. All right, let's go on to the next story from RPG Site. Speaking of Zelda, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild has become the best-selling Zelda game of all time. If we want to break it down, it looks like the Switch version sold 8.48 million units, while the Wii U release sold 1.5 million, which is pretty decent considering. I don't think any other Wii U release is doing 1.5 million copies nowadays, leading to a combined total of nearly 10 million units worldwide. So that's excellent news. Bravo to Nintendo for that. I have a quick announcement. I have a Switch now, but I don't have any games. I have not been able to play anything.
Game Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
Have the safe word down?
I don't have the safe word down. But I who needs safe words, Breakman? Come on now. I don't work with safe words.
I mean, you already got it's going to eat the Reaper Pepper.
Oh, so. We need to talk about that later, too. These guys don't want to eat a Carolina Reaper because they're wussies. But I'm considering for the 500th episode, which is coming up real soon, like in 3 months. So, yeah, that'd be really cool.
And by wussies,
you know how to get a hold of one anyway.
But, and by wussies, you mean a grown adults who don't act like teenagers.
How dare you, sir? How dare you insinuate?
We don't do stupid stuff like that.
How dare you insinuate that I want to do something really dumb for hits on YouTube and Twitch, dude? How dare you? All right.
Sorry, my bad.
That's right. Next story, RPG side. Ragnarok Online servers to shut down in most of Europe. I don't think anybody really cares too much about that. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is about a visual novel called Banner of the Maid. Or not visual novels. Well, I think there's bits in there, but it's a strategy RPG for PS4, Switch, and PC, which is due out sometime later this year.
Yeah, it looks pretty. Looks pretty.
A Chinese made developer. That's interesting. We don't get that much of those.
I like the
in the East here.
Yeah, I like.
I actually got developer by a Korean developer.
Banner de la Puchel is what the name of it is. But that's cool. Banner of the Maid. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is excuse me, I need a cough.
he needs a cough right on the stream there. All right, what do we got, Eric?
Shining Residence Refrain. Shining Residence Refrain's been dated for North America and Europe for July 10th.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Tales games from the gameplay I'm seeing. I don't know if it plays like that, but it looks a little like that.
It's probably not going to be the greatest Shining game, but hopefully it's better than some of the previous entries that never got released in the U.S. anyway.
Yeah, Shining hasn't been exactly the greatest.
They've kind of given up on Force.
Yeah. All right, Break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Side.
Yeah. Oh, did we lose you, Break?
Sorry, no, I had to mic myself real quick. Sorry. Okay. Dark Souls Remastered gets a new gameplay trailer. I was choking on my beer. My apologies.
Gotcha.
But I know to mute myself when I'm choking.
Geez, was that a dig at Eric?
No. You know...
Oh.
I mean, sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Eric. I couldn't help myself.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm a bad person. Earlier today,
glad you admit it.
Nandai Bamco released a brand new, albeit short, gameplay trailer for the upcoming Dark Souls Remastered. Okay, it's on the PlayStation Store and the game stores. So, let me see here. Skipping ahead.
Digital pre-orders is what you were insinuating. But,
Those who will be able to pick up the nice 50% loyalty discount toward the purchase of Dark Souls Remastered on PC as well.
You forgot the part where you had to mention you had to have the Dark Souls on PC already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You need the Dark Souls Prepare to Die edition.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
And the game is also announced starting May 8th at 4 p.m. The Steam version of Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition will be delisted and replaced with Dark Souls Remastered.
Cool.
That kind of sucks, though, for people who wanted the original, because there are some things about the original that won't be in this remastered version.
Like what?
And some people might want to play it the old way.
Like what? What is so special?
Not to mention all the mod supports on that version of the game, and none of that stuff's going to be able to transfer over.
Okay.
No matter what you do, there's always somebody who's going to be upset.
Yeah. And
if they would have done just like a straight up like remake of it and it brought in all the exact same features and just made it basically graphically the same, people would complain. There'd be people like, you didn't do enough to update it and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like you said, the purists who, if you start changing things, like, they're going to freak out.
Well, I don't
know.
They're
in a no-win situation.
Well, for like Dark Souls 2, they did Scholars of the Firstborn Sin, which is the PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game.
Yeah.
And, that was made more difficult because, like, there was new enemy placements and everything.
Yeah.
And some people didn't like the added difficulty.
Well, anytime you add difficulty to a game that's already fucking hard as fuck, you're going to get some complaints. But then you have the opposite, the hardcore gamers that are like, woohoo, you know. It's
about
like,
time we finally get a game.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know if we're ever going to get a Demon's Souls remaster/remake.
I would like that. I would like that a lot because I actually think that Demon Souls is a better game than the first Dark Souls game. I don't know why, but my impression is just a little bit better.
I don't know. It has a lot of problems that were fixed in Dark Souls in 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So, like, if it had those advancements made for the remake, that would be probably the best version, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Freak Five's in chat. So he's joining us. We'll definitely give you a heads up, Freak Five, if you haven't seen Avengers Infinity War yet.
Cause oh, yeah.
We're going to be spoiling the shit out of it. What were you going to say, Eric?
The article also mentions the fact that the Switch version's been delayed till sometime in the summer.
Yeah. All right.
Because apparently in the original Dark Souls, Blight Town was like a problem area because like the game would lag like hell. And even when the game Steam got a fix, it still didn't fix those.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not a problem on the PC build of Remastered as well as the Xbox and PS4. Mm-hmm. But the Switch version probably still has that issue, and they're trying to probably solve it.
Oof. Okay. All right. I don't know who was doing that story, but Break, you want to do the next story? I think it was you that was.
Sure. Come on. I'll do it. Okay. Bring it to me. Give it to me. I can do it. Anyway, coming to us live from RPG site, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 update 1.40 adds new rare blades, T-Elos and Poppy Buster.
Okay.
So you have to eat poppy seeds first or something?
Exactly. You got it. I do like
And it goes live today, so it's up.
No, it's like a version of Poppy that anybody can use rather than just the one character that's supposed to use them.
I do like...
Well, don't take a drug test after eating because it's not, like, it's not a old wives tale.
In there.
It's not an old wives tale. You will fail a drug test for
it. I do like the artwork of the Cosmos-like chick. I don't know her name, but that's
Telos.
Cool. Oh, Telos. Okay. There you go.
Wait, she's a weapon. Okay.
Yeah. She's definitely a weapon, all right.
Like Cosmos, Telos is another Xenosaga cameo character who first made an appearance in Xenosaga Episode 3.
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
She's probably better than I don't know. I can't tell if what Cosmos is equipped with is a sword or gun.
I know what Cosmos is.
Her design here is done by illustrator Choco, and I yelled it because it's all in capital letters.
Yeah.
The patch also adds second playthrough and beyond, and you'll be able to trade for Poppy's parts with experience at the traveling part.
Sweet.
And new sorting options. What parts are you going to trade for on a woman?
I wonder.
She's a robot.
Yeah, so they're switchable parts.
I know, but I'm saying, like, never mind.
It's like the Nebula of, Xenoblade. And what's that other one? Xenosaga. All right, let's move on to the next story from RPG Site. Another Eden, the cat that travels through space and time, global and Switch release announced. So I don't know if we got the actual date. It says, there's no date on it yet. So
the cat travels through time and does what, like sleeps for half the day and then ignores you for the other half?
Here we go.
And then it travels into the future and ignores you some more.
So the cat's a time traveler because it's sleeping.
And then like meows for food and if you
don't
keep,
exactly.
And,
scratches
scratches up your couch and shit like that. Yeah. Gets on the I bet it gets on the
it ruins your couch, then goes back in time. Or no, it'll go into the future to ruin your couch and travel back in time.
Yeah.
To run it again.
It makes it like Groundhog Day every day for you, but you get the added satisfaction of seeing your perfectly awesome couch get ruined every day. So there you go. Freak Five says, no, like fembots from Austin Powers shooting from their boobs. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was trying to say before.
I'm all down. I'm down for that, though. Like, you like... get like a mechanical boob and like put it on and like does different things. Yeah, just like what Freak Five just said.
I don't think there are any Mazinger Z type breast missile attacks in the game.
Okay.
Breast missiles.
Yeah, breast missiles.
Writing that down.
Yep. All right.
I'm writing down breast missiles.
That's definitely a thing that happens in Mazinger Z, and it's not limited just females.
Sweet. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Smartphone MMORPG Elemental Knights Online coming to Switch this summer in Japan. I think that's all we need to know about that until it comes over here. Eric, next story, please.
Nintendo CEO Tatsumi Kimishima is retiring on June 28th.
He looks pissed.
He looks pissed. anyways, Shuntaro Furukawa will be taking over, who's 46 years old and first joined Nintendo in April 1994, and he, outside of his director and managing executive officer roles, he's also the current general manager of the corporate planning department and supervisor of corporate analysis and administration division, and leads their global marketing department.
Yeah. Yep.
I hope he's a little bit more involved than Kimishima was, but Kimishima was probably just the stand-in until they could get someone better who is more capable and more willing to fulfill the role.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's Nintendo's going through a whole restructuring, though, so this is probably also part of that.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, can you take the next story, and then you guys can alternate until I get back, because I got to step away for just a second.
Lazy son of a... I mean, yeah. Yeah. coming to us live from Gamatsu, Nintendo president Tatsumi Kimishima to retire on June
28th. I read that one.
Oh, shit. Then I fucking closed the wrong one. Did you read this? The Gamatsu Boku to Norse no Kenshu Nishi coming to PS4 on August 23rd in Japan. Okay.
It's a visual novel, and it looks like it's a dating sim.
There's a premium edition for 6,480 yen, standard edition for 2,480 yen, and digital edition for only 1,980 yen. That's a pretty good deal. $2, basically.
I know that it has, like, minors in the title, but I don't know what Kenshin Nishi means.
I don't know what any of that meant. I just said it.
But I'll read the next one. Bandai Namco announces World War One narrative adventure game 1111 Memories Retold for PS4, Xbox One, PC. And it says, story-driven narrative adventure presented with an art style reminiscent of paintings developed in collaboration with animation studio Aardman Animations and a game developer in Digix Art Studio. No release date, but I'm always down for an adventure game, especially like a World War One era one, because like the last one I played was Valiant Hearts, and people should play that. That's a cool game. Maybe they can out Valiant Hearts. Maybe they'll make it incredibly sad, too. But, that's all for that one.
Well, I'll skip ahead to the next one, then. Wait, shit. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Wizard of Legend launches May 15th. A fast-paced dungeon crawler with roguelike elements. Okay, there you go.
I hope that doesn't mean procedural generation.
I have no idea.
But the next one is Floral Flow Love. It's coming to PS4 and PS Vita on August 23rd in Japan. And Entergram will release the Saga Planets developed. Developed romance visual novel, and it'll be available for 5,980 yen. And the limited edition for 8,980 yen.
Floral Flow Love. That is the most hippie name ever. I'm just saying. There has to be a hippie kid named that now. And if there isn't, there should be. Floral Flow Love.
I mean, anyways,
I'm Floral Flow Love. How do you have to sign that on your checks?
Anyways, our favorite RPG.
Like hippies don't believe in plastic, right? I'm just kidding.
Our favorite RPG developer, Kemco, is releasing an RPG selection, Volume 1, and I can assume they're going to be doing a lot more volumes, because they got, like, 500-plus RPGs. So they put four of them in this one, four of their apparently best-selling ones. As Divine Hearts, like you like to say, Revenant Saga, Antica Lost, and Dragon Sinker.
Does it say a price?
3,980 yen, and it'll be available on retail, as well as digital, I guess. But
I mean, they're all a dollar usually, anyway. So I guess that's
press releases from Kemco, because I requested a code for Dragon Sinker, which you can see a review of on totallygn.com. But I usually don't request games from them because they'll have one almost every 2 weeks.
Yeah. They have a lot. I stopped keeping track a long time.
I'm sure they don't get a lot of requests, so I could probably ask for code for pretty much anything at any time I could. But
can we review your latest game? No, your latest... Oh, wait, you've made 5 other games since then? I just left this morning to come here. Jesus.
But with that, Twin Stick Shooter Riddle Corpses EX announced for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PS Vita. This is something you could play, Break.
What are we on? Riddle Corpses. Which story are we on, though?
Riddle Corpses EX.
Okay.
It's a game with zombies. Oh, your eye, Frank.
It's about every game. It's been like that forever, really.
Well, in a Twin Stick Shooter, not really. Plus Bullet Hell.
I mean, well, if you think of, like, video games in general, like, what about, like, Smash TV and stuff like that? Those goons were basically zombie-like characters sometimes.
Mm. But developer publisher Cowcat, which is an interesting name, has announced that Riddled Corpses EX, an upgraded remaster of developer Diabolical Minds, June 2015 release PC from Twin Stick Shooter. I didn't even know that was a thing back then. Must have now got a lot of press. But, it says it's a frenetic arcade-style Twin Stick Shooter, and key features are 60 frames and 2-player local co-op. No online play. That's boring.
Yep.
6 characters with varying stats and abilities. So, at least they're not just different skins. But, arcade story and survival modes, combo system, quality chiptune music. I don't know. I hope they don't just go whole 8-bit. They better go 16 or 32 or whatever. Yeah. But, register your best scores on the online leaderboard. Trophies, which include platinum, because some PSN games don't have platinum trophies for whatever reason, and achievements. But, PS Vita version is cross-buy with the PS4 version. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Where's my Switch version? let's see. Full list of changes. 60 FPS, clear HUD. Characters now have different stats. New story mode with cutscenes. Oh, so they're actually adding a story to the game. New soundtrack. And you can play the classic one if you don't like the new one. But grinding significantly reduced and more progressive. So,
boo.
Like, there's grinding in a shooter? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, enemies have more diverse AI and stats, new collision detection, combo system, co-op mode works as expected in all modes, and arcade mode revamped to be a true arcade experience. Start with nothing but a few lives and need to complete the game in one sitting. I don't know if I like that idea. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't say one credit clear, but they're definitely working on that end. But compare your scores in each mode on the online leaderboards. Added bonus stage in arcade mode. Bonus stages, sorry. Added explanations for each mode. Sounds like it's getting much needed updates.
Yeah, there's a bunch of updates, and you could read those on the story, but we have to move on. Break, I'll let you have the honor of the last story.
Coming to us live from Silken Era, when Hiroki returns to Agasawara Islands to help his grandmother run her shop for summer vacation, he isn't expecting to get caught up in with treasure-seeking runaways and childhood friends' visual novel Adventure of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
Players can grow, and that's the name of the game, Adventure of a Lifetime, so this it better not this fucking point, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Like you call yourself the adventure, you know, of a lifetime, better be good. Players can grow closer to 2 different women over the course of Adventure of a Lifetime. Emily has run away from home, and maybe she called 911, and has been on finding a sunken treasure that lies on a ghost ship, which apparently disappears whenever there is a storm. The other is Chissa, a childhood friend of Hiroki's, who has some feels for him she's never shared. And they said feels because I would not use that in a sentence ever. When not working on their chosen romances, players can scuba dive and take in the ocean sights, help with the shop, or have fun at the summer festival. The game's already on Steam.
It better be more like Creature from the Black Lagoon and not like Return to the Blue Lagoon. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking this is more like that one, the latter, with the softcore incest.
Adventure of a Lifetime. Jiminy. All right. Okay, what a name for a game. But that's cool.
It won't be incest this time because he's not related to either of them. But you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the end of the news. No homie discounts this week. Any Twitter questions or comments?
Brady? No.
What is wrong with you people? Like, you know, we need, like, Twitter questions and comments. Send them to @RPGrinders on Twitter. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Me, I've not played that much other than South Park on my phone and a little bit more of Gears of War.
Okay, cool.
That's about it.
Gears of War.
I like how the world is no longer stagnant in Gears of War. In 4, like, everything more seems... For instance, if there's like a machine gun plowing at a cardboard box that you're trying to hide behind, like it's going to break apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does. As opposed to like older years where you could hide behind a cardboard, like hide behind a cardboard box and nothing. Like,
I like that game quite a bit. I have a big problem with it, but I'll wait to talk about it until after you're.
Yeah, because I'm still playing through the story.
Yeah.
Once I'm done with the story, you can tell me.
Yeah, I'll definitely because I don't play multiplayer. I play just the campaign. But I have a problem with that game. But I'll talk about that later when you get done.
Yeah.
Anything else, Break?
No, really, that's it.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
God of War and Bad Apple Wars. So basically, it's just been a week full of war.
Yeah, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then there's Infinity War, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Infinity what now?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah, I only know a movie called Thanos Quest. What's this Infinity War?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is that all you've been playing, Eric?
Yeah. I wanted to play something else, but I never got around to it.
Yeah. I've been playing the standard MPQ. I played a little tiny bit more of Alien Isolation. And I'm almost through with Seasons After Fall, I think. I might have a review of Seasons After Fall next week. Seasons After Fall is one of those games that I told you guys before that, like, it's a palate cleanser. Like, when I get done, like, either playing a scary game or a shooter that I'm always killing something or something trying to kill me. I like games like that you can go through and not really have to worry about killing anything or dying for that matter. All right. We're going to hold our review for the free-for-all. We're going to spoil the fuck out of Avengers Infinity War. We're going to go straight into our Stinkos and Sweetos. Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Well, I've got one because I discovered I was going to say new group of people, but they're not new. I just never heard of them. Another one of these rogue psychopath pieces of shit motherfuckers. There are a couple of them. One of them I've heard of. They call themselves part of the sovereign nation. Like, they call themselves sovereign citizens, where they think they're the laws of the United States don't apply to them and stuff like that. And that asshole was, you know, he killed a bunch of people in Waffle House. Mm-hmm. But I've heard of sovereign citizens before. They're ridiculous morons.
Most of them, except for one group of people, the Native Americans. Native Americans are sovereign for a reason.
That's different. I'm not talking about them.
Yeah,
I'm definitely
not
talking about them.
I know what you're talking about. Like, you're talking these cult fucks that think that they know everything and they don't. Yeah. They're not governed by the laws of the United States. That's who you're talking about.
So, and meanwhile, there was the first mass shooting in Canada in a while, and this was perpetrated by a guy who was part of the Incel Nation. I'd never heard of this before, but now that I have, I've got a new target of what the fuck, you people are such a waste of space.
There are pockets of these type of people. I'm not exactly sure it's the same in all states, Breakman, but there are pockets of what they deem sovereign people.
Right. Here in I'm not talking about sovereign people.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the ones that you're talking about, like the hate group ones. And there's pockets of them everywhere. There's people that are involved with the KKK. They're involved with the Aryan Nation and all these different racist groups that think they're sovereign from the United States. But and there's pockets of them. I know there's pockets of them here in the United States or here in Colorado and the Rockies, Idaho, Montana. I think there's a cell in New Mexico. I mean, there are these people everywhere. Small pockets, but
yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know. But the Incel Nation's one that it was new to me, but it's not apparently a new movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, this hate group believes that they are being shunned by women. They are being discriminated against by women. Women are obligated to give them sex. And because women are not giving them sex, women are evil.
Ugh. That's disgusting.
They go online and they are a huge hate-filled group. I shouldn't say huge, but I mean they are
pockets of hate-filled people.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just their whole belief is they are being discriminated against. Like you're being force-fed, like the athletes and stuff like that. Like these are the perfect males, and this is a conspiracy against them. Like they're being denied. They're being denied sex with hot women, basically.
Yeah.
Or any women in general.
Yeah.
And they believe it's their right, and the world's wrong because they're not getting their right.
Yeah. They have a very twisted view of the way that things work in the United States. Real quickly, I want to catch up. Freak5 in chat said he's been playing Diablo 3, Pillars of Eternity, which is a great game. Friday 13th, I'm still working on getting Friday 13th, Freak5. I'll be playing that with you soon. Qbert, Divinity, Original Sin, and Samurai Showdown 6. And he also says Anonymous needs to target these incel assholes. I agree with you. Anonymous does a lot more major things, so I don't know if incel's on their radar, but if they keep it up, they will be. So you never have to worry about Anonymous not doing the right thing.
Yeah, incel is short for involuntary celibate.
What are you talking about? Anonymous has done the wrong thing.
Hold on, Eric.
Yeah, they definitely have. But no, I agree. Incel is short for involuntary celibate. Like, they're being forced to be celibate is their whole crazy notion.
No, they're celibate because they look like a bunch of nerdy.
It's because you're assholes. Staying on your computer all day spouting hatred. You're probably not pleasant to be around in real life. You're probably a crappy individual, though. If you're acting like this online, I don't imagine you're much more pleasant in real life.
They should have called it.
Nobody wants to be with somebody like that.
Yeah,
somebody's woe is me all day, or I hate the world all day.
Feels entitled to sex.
Yeah, they
that's ridiculous.
They should have been called the Imbecile Nation. That would have been more
the apt. MRA Moron Nation.
Yeah, the Moron Nation. Is that it? I don't think we need to get them.
That you discover when you think humanity's sunk into new lows. When you think humanity's gotten pretty much everything you could think terrible out of them, then you find other things like this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these groups are known, have been known for a long time. Break like the Southern Poverty.
I know. I just never heard. I was surprised when I found out about this. Like. And it's weird when you find out things like going into Sweetos, Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah,
part of my Sweetos. But apparently, like there were sexual molestation allegations in back like in the early 2000s. I never heard of any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's and just it was happening, but I never heard of it. Just like this. Yeah. Just there's so much thing and there's so much crap going on around. It's hard to hear about everything, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Freak5 says they bitch about getting friend zoned, but I don't.
Which is not real, by the way.
I don't think any woman would actually want them as friends. Yeah, they're ridiculous.
I don't think any guy would want to have them. Any self respecting guy would want to have them as friends.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of friends, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is Tara Strong for being an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Along with somebody else got revealed to be an anti-vaxxer, but I don't remember who he is because I've never heard his name before.
Some of the most reasonable people in the world are anti-vaxxers.
That's all I have to say.
It's weird. Like, you would think that anti-vaccination would be like something that everybody could universally agree on, that it's a good idea to get vaccinated. You know, it's not. It's like.
Speaking of good ideas in chat, Freak says a friend of mine said they should just have sex with each other.
Yeah, why not? Then they could have as much sex as they want, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, just be safe about it. You know, wear condoms, dudes.
I don't fucking care what they wear. Like, I just want them to not reproduce.
Yeah, Tara Strong says isn't an anti-vaxxer, and that sucks. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, not really.
I've got three. One is, I don't know if you guys listened to a lot of electronic music, but there was a really talented up and coming musician named Avicii. I don't know if he was Swedish or whatever, but he committed suicide at the age of 28. Mm-hmm. And he was super talented. I think the fame it was just too much. So that's a stinko anytime we lose.
Wait, he's 28?
28 years old, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I hate bringing this up, but, like, that's the magic age, you know? Like, that's the year when a lot of, like, the rockers have committed suicide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're right. Jimmy
Hendrix? I'm wondering if it was part of that. Like, that was, you know, Kurt Cobain, John Belushi, and
Jimi Hendrix.
And Jimi Hendrix, yeah. And Janis Joplin.
Yep.
And more. You know,
the Doors.
Not all of them committed suicide, but some of them overdosed and stuff like that. Just people dying at a young age.
Yeah, Morrison. What's his name? Jim Morrison from the Doors. Mm-hmm. Freak Five says another stink over.
Well, 28. Messed up.
Yep.
Also, one thing I could say, not really a stinko, but something I'd like to mention is Art Bell died recently.
Yeah, Coast to Coast, Art Bell. He was weird. God, fascinating human being, Art Bell. I didn't agree with most of
everything. He's a total crank, though.
Yeah, crank, for sure. But I don't know. He was entertaining, for sure. I mean,
I think Alex Jones is a crank, too, and he's just an actor. But the problem is that Alex Jones never explicitly said he's been acting. So
yes, he has.
Harming people. So courts should get him on that.
Yeah. Well, he said he's an actor in court. Like, that's...
His lawyer said that. He didn't say that. Well, he has to say that.
Well, but he said it on his own airwaves and shit like that, even though he, you know, goes on the next day and says that he was forced to say that stuff and all that. He's purely a performer. But anyways, Freak Five says another stinko. Vern Troyer died last weekend. Yeah, that was kind of... I didn't know that he was having a lot of depression issues. So that's definitely very, very sad. Vern Troyer, of course, for people who don't know, played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movie. So, yeah, definitely sad. He also had a porn, I think, Vern Troyer. I want to say he did a porn, not that I would ever watch that, but yeah.
I of the things I didn't want to know. I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I can forget that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to drink a lot tonight. I don't want to know about that.
Yep, exactly. All right, my second is I want to do a quick word about Ash versus Evil Dead. They canceled the show. I don't know if I mentioned this
last week. Yeah, Wyland news flashed this last episode, which was bullshit.
Yeah, it's sad, but I think there's hope. I'm guessing if history proves me right and, you know, the way Netflix is right now, I think they're going to pick that show up. Even though Bruce Campbell said he'll never play Ash again. Flash enough money in front of Bruce Campbell, he'll don that chainsaw again. So it just sucks that show ended because it's going to end. Because it like every episode of that show, I was talking to Bridget about this, like every Ash versus Evil Dead show was fun at the very least, you know, that some better than others, like season 2, episode 2, you guys should immediately watch that one because it's fantastic.
I think at least that one in a way that it's conclusive.
Yes.
I like that one and I like the next one. The next one was like total Carrie tribute.
Yep. It was... that show has been an absolute joy to watch, and I I was talking to Bridget about Walking Dead. I would rather watch Ash versus Evil Dead 100 times in lieu of The Walking Dead. But it's,
you know what? I would rather watch that too.
Yeah,
I enjoy, like, it's enjoyable. Like, there's a funness to it.
Yep. It's a fun show to watch, and
like,
that's
like something else that what is that other thing? You know, anyway.
Whatever that thing is. Yeah. Free Five says, this is sad, man. Another stinko of his, a friend of his, her boyfriend was killed by the police last weekend. A minority, I'm guessing, because it wouldn't surprise me, Freak Five, and that's really sad. He was beating her and her mother.
Still, that's excessive force.
Yeah, I don't know if killing somebody is, you know, like, I always talk about the death penalty.
This is a problem with cops, that their training's all fucked up.
I don't.
Well, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, their life could have been in danger.
The knife, like, yeah. If you're attacking the cops, you're gonna get shot.
Well,
it's plain simple. If a cop tells you to put it down and you don't, even advance towards them, they still can kill you.
Well, they will kill you.
And they'll get away with it in court.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but if you advance at them,
yeah,
I think they're justified to defend themselves. I really do. Like, anybody.
Yeah, but like, they probably need to kill. That's so funny. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
he ran at the cops with a knife.
Part of the training. That's what we've talked about before. They're training. They're trained to end the threat at all cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've seen them definitely use excessive force.
Well,
they're all the time.
I think that the problem is if there is any danger, just shoot. That's the problem with cops. Like, they're not taught to de-escalate things. I'm not saying in this case it wasn't necessary, because obviously if that dude ran at the cops with a knife,
like the mental health that causes cops when you to train them like that, because like then they'll develop PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of
they'll
cops
always
do
be
have
paranoid
PTSD.
About everything.
Yes, that's right, Eric. Absolutely, that's right. But in this case, I'm not going to be hard on the cops because they probably did the right thing. I don't know how I would have acted in that situation. It's terrible all the way around. I guess the upside is at least the mom and the daughter didn't get hurt from the cops as well. That's I don't know if there's even a silver lining to that, but that was the first time he abused her, and last, apparently. Wow, that's sad, Freak Five. I don't know what to say.
I've heard of that, like, stuff happening like that before, like guys snapping and stuff.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, and if the cops hadn't killed him, this friend would probably be in jail. Yeah, all right. And then I have one final stinko of the week. Obviously, we can't get rid of politics lately. Fox and Friends gets my stinko because they allowed an absolute maniac to talk for 31 minutes about his legal nonsense, and that by maniac I mean Donald Trump. 31 minutes they gave him to basically incriminate himself. So I don't know whether to thank Fox and Friends or to call them complicit. I'm going to say they're complicit at this point, because he listens to them. As the president of the United States, he listens to on-air personalities to shape his policies, and I think that's extremely dangerous. But I think
you're supposed to be a leader, not the other way around.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be led. You're supposed to lead. Exactly. I think the silver lining in all this, guys, I think we're real close to this Trump saga being done and over with. That's what I got to say about that. Let's move on to Sweetos. Breakman, your Sweeto.
I've got a few, actually.
Yeah.
First one, as I mentioned earlier, Cosby was convicted.
Yes, he's going to appeal, but I don't think he
I
has
don't know, yeah, they're all going to appeal. His lawyer
fell asleep
on
all charges. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you've got good enough lawyers, you can fight it. But his lawyer, and there's a video of it, one of his lawyers fell asleep on him.
Oh, how nice.
In court, yeah, like one of his very high-paid lawyers.
Been up on him already.
So, Yeah, but he was convicted on all counts. So, like, there is some sort of justice in the world. That makes me think, like, now we can go after Trump. We can go after Clinton, Polanski, R.
Yep.
Kelly. We can
yep.
go after these people.
Oh, yeah. Here's a stinko, R. Kelly. Or Kanye, I'm sorry.
R. Kelly.
Kanye basically has his head up
Trump's ass.
What did I say years ago when Kanye did that thing where he, like, walked up on stage? And,
oh,
no,
yeah.
When he was in court.
Yeah.
What I said years ago is, Kanye's not a dumb guy. He doesn't
right.
He realizes that he can't be liked by everyone.
Right.
So he was going to be infamous, basically. He
yeah,
just wants his name out there. Like,
here's
he just
the
wants,
thing.
If you're not going to like him and the people that like his music aren't going to suddenly, like,
right.
you know, like, oh, my God, he's the worst. Like, he's got those people.
Right, right.
But he's not going to get people who like, there's – like, I remember some one of the people I used to know. Well, I should say I still know.
Freak
but,
Five says
said,
maybe.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go
like Kanye was the worst person on the planet, and he wished he died because he ran up on stage and grabbed the mic, and I'm just like,
no,
really?
No.
Like, that's out of your mind, but like, that's kind of the Kanye point. Like, he
right.
just, he wants to make people hate him. If you
yeah,
don't love him, you hate him.
That's
basically.
The thing. Like,
but you know him.
Kanye is undeniable.
It's sort of like Madonna.
Yeah.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Like, her whole act was basically, you either love me or you hate me, but you know me.
Right. It's the same way with Kanye. He's not a Republican, except when maybe it comes to money and tax breaks, because he's definitely going to get a tax break. But the thing about Kanye, his music is –
I'm sorry, there's yeah. in chat, Freak says maybe Cosby roofed his lawyer. Yeah,
exactly.
His lawyer picked up the wrong cup.
It depends
like,
on, yeah.
No, wait, that's for her. I mean.
Yeah, that's
no,
for
no,
her.
Frank,
I mean,
ahead, drink it.
Oh, drank it. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no, go ahead. Put in.
The thing about Kanye is he's a very, very shrewd, smart guy. A good business person, too.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that about him. He is a smart guy.
Yeah.
So I think his whole support for Trump
is nonsense. Yeah.
It's either nonsense or he's rich now, and that's
yeah.
kind of – and he does
yeah.
kind of feel – but I don't think he loves Trump
no.
like he acts. Like, I'm sure it's all about publicity.
I don't see how any minority can like Trump, to be honest. I was looking at Paris Denard. I don't know if you guys know who Paris Denard is, but he's an African-American Republican strategist slash political commentator. And he was on with Don Lemon and a couple other minority reporters. And let's just put it this way. Three guys were laughing at Trump and one wasn't. And the one that wasn't was Paris Denard. That's all you need to know about Paris Denard. He's a piece of shit.
I think some other people are like following Kanye's lead, like Diamond and Silk, who I've never heard of before.
I've heard of them.
Basically like on the pro-Trump wagon.
Yeah. Diamond
they're internet celebrities who've always been on his wagon.
They're internet celebrities that have not always been on his wagon. They started out as Democrats, but they caught on.
Well,
with,
yeah, they joined yeah. on like while he
yeah.
was running.
Yeah,
like they were a part of his. Once he became like the number one candidate, like
yep.
they were all aboard 100%,
yep.
and they've been there since.
Yep. So they're
but
making
they're
money.
Internet celebrities, just like we wish
yeah,
we were
exactly.
But you know, like most internet celebrities are just crazy.
See, that's why I need to eat that pepper so we can become like internet. Sensation.
That won't make us internet famous, I think. That'll
well,
just make me sick.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that, because I'm thinking about doing it for the 500th episode.
Are you going to mail me one of those things? Because I sure as hell can't want to get one.
Yeah, you can buy them online, dude. Like, it's not hard to get. Like, people buy them all the time. All right, so, yeah, Fox and Friends suck. Your Sweetos break. Let's move on to more Sweetos.
Okay, my second Sweeto goes to North Korea and South Korea are for the first time in a very long time talking and saying that there's going to be peace and there's handshakes and just a holy shit moment going on in North Korea right
did,
now.
Did,
now, if
did
it'll
Kim
last...
Jong-un get the evil bug that was in his butt removed or something?
No, there's a good theory, and I'll tell you that in a moment. But
yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be lasting peace, but this is the first step that there has been in a very long time.
Yeah.
And I just hope that there is peace. Like, this is, it's yeah. great news.
Yeah, it is great but, news. But if sorry, you listen to, if you listen to mainstream media, like the CNNs of the world and other MSNBC, of course, Fox, they don't want this. They want war. That's what they want. Like, it, yeah, listen to any of the mainstream ones. I think this is great. I'm with you. And by the way, Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un is not the worst thing in the world. So, you know, if
as long as he isn't – oh, my God. As yeah, long as he isn't as stupid as normal. Like, as soon as he – like, he's nice to him, and then as soon as he walks out of the room, says something stupid on Twitter, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like, I get that idea with Trump a lot. Like, he's nice to a lot of people to their face, and as soon as they leave, like, starts dogging him on Twitter.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I could call in to talk Infinity War when we get to it. Feel free,
we will
Freak
get 5. To it soon. But so let me get to my thing with – with why North Korea – and North Korea is – Kim Jong-un is the one who stepped forth. Like, he is the one who's going forth and saying, like, I want peace.
I know
and
why, though.
The reason a lot of people think it is because there was a major disaster in North Korea that has been talked about a lot.
Yep.
Their whole nuclear testing facility, there was a big accident.
Yep. Collapsed. And
a lot of people, a lot of experts are thinking that it destroyed any capability North Korea had of making nuclear anything.
Yeah.
So they think North Korea is now their strategy as well. We can't do nukes, so we got to make peace.
Yeah, yeah. Which is fine.
Makes sense, but whatever. Yeah. Like, peace that's fine. Is the best.
Yep. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. If that's what it takes,
we'll have to keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't try and make nukes again somehow. But like, it's a good start.
You know what would be a really good gesture is if they open that border, because there still are brothers that are separated and sisters and families that are separated by that military zone. Yeah. So it would be nice if they would just open their borders, because those people have a long history of being with each other. So when you separate, it's like taking twins and separating them. It just doesn't quite work for either side. They can survive, but it's just not right.
For people like you and me, we remember when Germany was two countries.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. It's like a wall. Tear down the walls. You know, the only rational, reasonable thing that Reagan ever did was help tear down that wall. But yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Break. All right, you got another sweet old break?
I do have one more that you know me, a longtime Bengals fan back in the sports zone. We talked about the NFL draft a little bit.
Yes.
The Bengals for a long time have always done things like in the draft that just irritate me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really good picks, and I know like they always get the great draft rating at whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's stupid as fuck. You can't rate a draft the day after it happens.
3 years.
You won't know if 3 years at least. You won't know if any of these players are good or not whatsoever.
Yeah.
But that aside, they usually have gone for like the flashy players and stuff like that, and that's always bit them in the ass. And yesterday, they went for a player type of player that I've long said they need to go for. They went for a center, somebody to protect the quarterback.
Did you guys get that center from Iowa? Please tell me you got that dude, because that dude
No, he went to Detroit.
That's a good pickup.
Picked right before the Bengals, and there was a lot of like, shit, that's the guy that we fought.
Yeah.
A lot of fans were hoping the Bengals were going to take, because we were like, well, if they don't get him, they're probably not. They'll probably go with a wide receiver again or something, and they'll have the same problems they always do.
Yeah.
No, they went for the guy from Ohio State, who was apparently like next in line.
Yeah, he's really good too. I'm surprised the guy from Iowa slipped to the second round. If we didn't have probably the best center in football, I would have loved to have had that guy here in Denver. But nonetheless, that's a great pickup for you guys for sure.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, time will tell whether it was or wasn't, but just the fact that they're thinking differently is – I like that. I like where they're going maybe. Maybe there'll be some improvements that I like this year.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I'll still have Marvin Lewis, and I'll probably still say fire him every fucking game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm gonna segue into my sweet-o then, unless you have any other sweet-os, Break.
We got to get to other stuff, so go on.
NFL draft is also mine, and specifically the Denver Broncos. I never in a million years thought that the defensive end from North Carolina State would drop to number 5, and he did. And I was really concerned the Broncos were not going to take him. Bradley Chubb.
Trust me, I understand that like feeling. Like you're just I had that feeling like the whole draft. Like
I
usually do, so I understand.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like the Broncos don't have great history of drafts other than like Von Miller. But this was like a gift from the heavens because now our defense is gonna probably get us in the conversation for Super Bowl. Because all we need is a middling quarterback and a great defense, and we can win it all. We did it with Peyton Manning. We can do it with Case Keenum. So I'm excited for this year, Breakman. I think that the Broncos defense is going to be back to being, if not number one, very close. And they're going to be dynamic.
You got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But you got him when he was barely able to walk anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no doubt in my mind that Case Keenum can play at the level that Peyton Manning was playing when he was here. So except for that first year, which was weird. He like had 55 touchdowns, and I don't know how. I think that was more about our receivers. But the other thing is they not only got lucky with that guy, but I just saw in the second round they got Courtland Sutton. Who was one of the, if not the best rated wide receiver in the draft, which I know this year's wide receivers aren't the greatest, but as far as like depth in the draft, but to get Courtland Sutland where we did is fantastic. So one more offensive guard, and I will be very happy with the draft that we
it's
did
good.
This year.
It's good to hear our teams are like doing something different, you know.
Yeah,
Like my team, I forget when they drafted the kicker last year. I think the second or third round.
Second round.
They drafted the kicker and then they cut him.
Yeah, the second round they wasted a pick. I saw that. I laughed my ass off. But yeah,
just like stupid stuff like that. It's like, God.
Yeah. My other Sweeto is Infinity War, which we'll be talking about later. Eric, your Sweetos.
My Sweetos would probably be, hopefully, very soon, I won't have to deal with that broken down machine anymore at work.
Exactly, that'd be cool, man.
But other than that, the fact that God of the War is so good.
Yeah, I know, dude. I've been hearing nothing but great things
about
God of War. It
is, at least for now, Game of the Year candidate.
Yeah,
they'll probably get beat out by Dragon Quest XI, but
that's one of those games that definitely makes me want to have a PlayStation.
I wish I had a PlayStation 4 Pro so I could play it in 60 frames because I still don't have a 4K TV.
Some people are saying that God of War might be the greatest game of all time. So
I think they're not really. I mean, the game doesn't do anything new or groundbreaking, but it's definitely got an evolution for the series that it needed.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there's the greatest of all time game because there are just too many like differences and preferences in gaming.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There are
like there are people who just like sports games or just play puzzle games. And
no,
stuff
I understand
like
that. But in the grand scheme of things, there are certain pantheon games like
it's also the puts the game into the realm of RPGs because I firmly believe it's RPG now.
Yeah, I saw that, a lot of that stuff, Eric, and I agree with you. I can't wait to get it. But I got to get a few games first. I want to get Friday the 13th so I can play with Freak. Freak 5, call in, by the way, so we can talk a little bit of the Infinity War. Actually, a lot of the Infinity War. We're just all about war this week. War rooms in the draft, God of War, Infinity War.
What is it good for?
Yeah, a good movie. Absolutely nothing.
For a good movie, that works.
Also, the guy from Full Metal Jacket died.
Arlie Emery. I did see that. Character actor, played a lot of like military types. He was actually in the military. It's sad.
I saw a joke on Twitter I thought was pretty damn good. Like, every guy was kind of sad, but every woman just went, who?
Yeah. Exactly. Who the hell is that? Yeah.
Also, like, the latter half of that movie kind of sucks because it's a complete tonal shift.
Yeah. I loved the latter half of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this.
Because it's not like a real shift. It just...
A lot of war this week.
It stays within war. I mean, it does shift like the theme, basically, of instead of like boot camp and him training.
Some people just didn't like the idea that they wanted the film to be about this one subject and stick with it, and they kind of didn't.
Yeah.
But the second half of the movie is so good. Like, when, for instance, they're on a helicopter, and he's like, "You shoot women and children? How can you shoot women and children?" And his response is, you know, this is the mentality of a soldier. His response is, "It's easy. You don't lead so much." And it's a fucked up thing to say. Like, it's funny when you like you hear him the way he says it and stuff. But when you think about it, it's like it's one of the most fucked up things to say. Like, he's asking you, like, how do you kill women and children? And the guy's answer is basically, you know, it's a little bit easier.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Infinity War now? Or are we on?
No,
that?
We're on Full Metal Jacket.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
we're talking about 2 minutes. I'm sorry. We got to get to Infinity War. My bad. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Call in, freak. We'll take your call. I'll take your call here in a second.
I'm sorry. That's one of the the greatest scenes in movie history. I think
it is.
It's just
great.
It's so twisted.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's
but it's real. I mean, it's reality. Yeah. Yeah. It's what happens every day.
Yep, yep. Man, Kubrick was an all-time filmmaker. Man, that's all I gotta say. Just fantastic. I have a real quick lulls. Freak. Let me see if I can get Freak in here first. I have a quick lulls before we get into
Frank's bedtime stories. Yay!
Yeah, exactly. let's get Freak 5 in here. Let's see what Freak 5, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Freak. We're almost ready to talk about Infinity War, but real quickly, I want to get into a quick lulls, and I'm going to call this one bed etiquette. Okay. So, anyways, Bridget and I are just chilling like we normally do, and I turn around, and I'm like, I don't know, putting on a shirt or something, and all of a sudden I hear thump, like a big old thump, like, you know, like just a thump. And then I heard in a small, squeaky voice, "My boobs." Ow, my boobs. And I'm like,
I thought I was a squirrel.
So check this out, guys. So I turn around and all I see is ass in the air, Bridget, like halfway on the bed, her head firmly on the ground, and I'm like, I don't even know what to do at that point. She's like stuck, and her boobs are hurting, and I'm like, what is going on here? So apparently she like slipped, like, you know, she reached to grab something on the, and Bridget's like 5 foot nothing. She's like tiny. She was like halfway on the bed, halfway on the floor. And I couldn't do anything but laugh the entire time. So that was my little bedroom story deal. So I guess the moral of that story is, don't fall off the bed or something.
Bedtime stories need like an intro theme.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. An intro theme was definitely warranted for that. I wish I had the audio of that. If I could have recorded it, I would have. But anyways, all right, we're going to move on now to the free-for-all. It's all about Infinity War. There's a big spoiler warning here, everybody. If you don't want to know what happens in Infinity War, we are going to spoil it. We're going to spoil it. I don't normally like to do
this. Yeah, spoilers start now because they killed Captain America and Iron Man.
Yep, they
did. Wait a minute.
They're dead. no, I don't normally like doing spoilers because I just hate being spoiled myself. But in this case, there was such a lead up to this movie, and there's really – like everybody knew what was going to happen in this movie for the most part. So we're going to get into it. Guys, your initial impression – and we'll start with you, Freak, since you decided to join us today. Appreciate that. What is your initial reaction? Did you like Infinity War?
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. I did too. I have my problems with it, which we'll get into. Yeah. But I did
– And I actually just thought of another one, but that's – But I mean, it's kind of unavoidable. It was. I was just thinking that we knew, like, that Vision was going to die.
Yeah.
Because we knew he was going to get all the stones. Like, going into this movie, everybody knew Vision was going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there were very many surprises. I think there was one big surprise. Like, Gamora knew the location of the Power Stone. But other than that.
You mean Soul Stone?
Oh, Soul Stone. Oh, that's right.
There was a big surprise, and it proved me right, and I like it, that Red Skull wasn't dead.
Who?
Red Skull.
That was Red Skull.
Yeah.
Remember, I mentioned that, or we talked about that a couple weeks ago, where I talked about Red Skull, and you guys said.
How did he end up there, though, is the question.
Well, he explained it. He was...
He got sucked up by the Tesseract and pooped out there.
Yep, pretty much. That's what happened right there. But that...
And then, that but was... He doesn't say how he... Just, like, he became basically the keeper of it. So he's basically just a prisoner for the rest of his eternity.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Until somebody replaces him, I imagine.
Yeah.
In which case, he dies. But basically... I was gonna say he got there by sacrificing what he loved or something.
I
don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was.
He lost power, so he sacrificed it.
Yeah, he sacrificed his power. That's exactly right. I'm glad you picked up on that, Eric. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't think he actually had the Soul Stone. He was there, but.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually possessed it.
I think that Eric had the best explanation of it. The Tesseract just pooped him out and he ended up there. That's pretty much it.
Sorry, but that was a minor thing.
Apparently contained the stone of reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just a minor thing, but it was one of those, I knew it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think we kind of knew that some people were going to be coming back or dying and you know, so
that's the thing with Marvel, like, especially like we know, like, at the end, obviously they wiped out a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we know they're going to be bringing those people all back.
So, okay. Around the horn.
Here's the thing though, is Vision really dead?
No.
They hinted at the fact that maybe he is actually the Mind Stone.
I'll tell you now.
Maybe he could take control of the gauntlet. And, like,
no, if you remember, I already know how this is going to break down.
Well, he's a robot. He could be rebuilt anyway.
Yeah, if you remember, when they were in Wakanda, that chick, I forget her name, she was Black Panther's sister.
I just keep calling her Black Panther's sister.
She was working.
I can't remember her name either.
She's super important to you. I can't remember her name for the life of me, but. Anyway, she was working on Vision before he had to, like, abruptly get up and kind of help the Avengers in that big battle. So I'm guessing she has the blueprint to bring Vision back. So they were basically trying to separate Vision from the Mind Stone. Hey, Glitty is in chat. What's up, Glitty? New chatter. We usually have a few more chatters, but the one chatter we have had in there is now on the call. So there you go.
Let me ask you, what do you think of Thanos' new motivation? In the comics, his motivation was his love for the incarnation of death.
Yes, I hated it because of that break. I thought that they were going to introduce – if I remember correctly
– He sounds more like DC.
Yeah,
because I thought they hinted at that at the very. That was like one of the end clip of the first Avengers movie when you see Thanos the after credits clip. He said his herald says court them as the court death. And
yep, you know. Yep. That's okay. That is my biggest problem with the entire movie, Breakman. I was a huge fan of the comics, right? So I know that comic arc pretty well. The main motivation was to prove to Death that he could be her equal so he could be with her. And she ends up rejecting him anyways, and that's why he kind of gives up the gauntlet, because Thanos...
Well, because Death has no actual feelings, no emotions.
Yeah, because, well, at that point, he bested her, so there was no, you know, there was no kind of, like, motivation for her to be with him, because he had everything, right? I mean, that was the whole thing. So, yeah, I did not like that in the least. That was the one... caveat. There was one more thing I didn't like, and that's Hulk. And I'm sure we'll get to it in a minute. So let's go.
Yeah, I do. You know, not to think about that. Mention that. Like, I was thinking about that the whole time. Like, I kept waiting for him to come back out. You know, and we never got that.
Yeah. Here's. Let's go.
Saving him from the next movie.
Let's go around the horn, and we might as well do that because I think we all really like the movie. But let's go around and see what we really didn't like about the movie. I already mentioned the two kind of things that I did not like about it.
There is one thing that kind of made me go, shouldn't Wanda have an accent?
Wanda?
Why does she sound American?
Which one? Oh, you mean...
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Garlic Witch?
Yeah, the Garlic Witch.
The Garlic Witch.
Yeah, and did you guys see...
She ate so much Dickie garlic, Barnes? Her voice changed. That's
yeah, did you guys see Dickie Barnes in there too? Yeah, I saw Dickie Barnes. Notable mention that Hawkeye was not in it, and I was really surprised because I thought he was going to be easily one of the ones to get killed. For those of you who don't know, in the comic books, Thanos snaps his finger and half of the Marvel Universe is just gone, like dead. Like, he kills so many heroes in that book that it's ridiculous. I don't want to go over it now. But
well, it's less that he killed them, more like he made them not exist anymore.
No, he well, killed them.
That's killing them.
He killed them.
That's part of my
yeah. Go ahead, problems. Freak. Go ahead, Freak.
It's like he's making half of existence disappear, or half of the beings that are alive, so aliens, humans, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he kill all of the people who were attacking him? Did he not have a choice in the half? He said half of them.
No, he said it. He explained that earlier in the movie. He said that he does it randomly because he thinks that's fair in his head.
Okay, I must have missed that.
Like, yeah, well, he was saying that to Gamora.
Yeah,
but he gave her that big speech by her by the altar and stuff.
Yeah,
by his throne, his altar,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but the other part of that I had a problem with is it's because of the finite amount of resources. He believes he causes wars and the problems, and yeah. So you have to kill off half the population. So there will be enough for everybody.
That's
and he,
so
and he yeah. uses
couldn't he do that.
And he uses.
Couldn't he do that though?
No, he could, but his rationale.
He has a reality stone. Couldn't he just make more food out of nothing?
No, but he doesn't want to do
that.
That's
what I'm saying. Couldn't he just create more resources so there's enough for everybody?
No, you missed the point. The whole point
is.
Or is
there like a limit to what the reality stone can actually do?
There's no limits, dude. Like, those stones are so ridiculously powerful. It's unbelievable. But the problem with that is, like, he in his eyes. The rationale was spot on. You get rid of half of the universe, and then you're not going to have to worry about resources. So instead of him just making more resources for what was there, his reality is, I just get rid of half of the population, and voila, problem solved. So
and he uses evidence, like, for instance, when he's telling Gamora, like, look what happened to your world after I left. Like, I destroyed half the population. And the other half prospered.
Problem is, your worldview is, one, it's genocidal, so that's always wrong.
Yeah.
And two, nobody gets the right to actually determine who gets to live and who dies, even if it is random.
And that's part of it. I guess that's part of his – it's random too, like, to make it fair.
Yeah, but it's still not fair because it's still arbitrary. Yeah.
He always states that he's given them mercy. He always looks at it in his eyes, like, when he kills them, he's saving them.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that he wasn't put in the pot for choosing who randomly was killed.
No, this is like But see, that's the thing about Thanos. Like, they call him the Mad Titan because he's fucking batshit crazy. Like, but he has a method to his madness. You know what I mean? So killing half of the population to him was the absolute right thing to do. And instead of picking half the – I mean, who has time to kill off – like, to specifically pick half the population? Like, Thanos is – Reality Stone and all the Infinity Stones, he just used those to say, look, I'm going to snap my fingers, half of you are going to be dead at random. And that's what happened. You know, so it was a good representation of what happened in the book, but the motivation was a little screwed up, like just so he could see a sunrise.
Yeah, like there's definitely flaws in his logic.
Yeah, there definitely, yeah. For sure. Let's get on to some more.
But we were talking about like what we didn't like about it.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
One of the other things, like I talked about it before we did the episode, is it's basically a cliffhanger. Basically a cliffhanger ending.
It was always meant.
We
to
knew
be.
It would be.
Yeah,
I know. But it's sort of like it's sort of how I felt at the end of the original Lord of the Rings. Like, yeah, it's such a good movie, and then it ends, and you're like, wait a minute, we're not over yet. Like, yeah. Wait, yeah. You still got the ring? Wait, what the? Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, though.
But my other problem,
yeah,
is, yeah, or my other big problem is they're putting a lot on Captain Marvel being good.
It's going to be good, dude.
I'm hoping it is, but they're putting a lot of, like, we're going with this completely new and unknown character.
They did it with Guardians of the Galaxy. You have nothing to worry about. There's plenty of story.
I said that's just my worry about the future.
If they stick with the comics break, you have no worries, dude. Captain Marvel is ridiculously awesome and ridiculously powered. So there is like. As soon as I already knew a Marvel.
Captain Marvel kind of like Marvel's Superman.
No, not quite that powerful. Like, the equal on the Marvel side for Superman is Sentry. I think Sentry's just as powerful as Superman, if I'm not mistaken. But they haven't introduced Sentry, but.
Guardians 3 hasn't happened yet.
The other problem that I had with this movie, guys, was the Sovereign. I expected them to show up at some point and produce Adam Warlock. Because in the comics, Adam Warlock is the one that finally gets the gauntlet and kind of separates the stones and all that stuff. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Maybe in the second movie they'll do that.
I hope so because that's a huge part of it. And also
they did hint at him at the end of was it Guardians 2 or was it another movie they hinted at him?
Guardians 2. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to keep track because when they do those end credit scenes, some of those are for other movies, you know. So
I kind of feel like what you guys felt. Like, to me, there was too much going on in this movie. It was almost overload. Like, they could have I think they could have split this movie in two. I don't know.
I think this could have been three movies.
Yes, yeah, yes, I agree. Could have been. I totally agree. The other thing is, the other minor problem I had in the comics, Thanos' quest was fucking awesome. This was Thanos' quest, basically, this movie. But he wasn't as slick in the movie as he was in the comics getting those gems. Like, one of them he got from the gardener, and he basically just out-thought him. He didn't use.
Yeah, it would have been nice seeing him get these stones.
Yeah, it would have been nice seeing him as clever as he was, because that's one thing that they didn't get across in the movies was how clever Thanos was in getting the stones. But
I don't know. I think they kind of showed that a bit with the Reality Stone when he tricked all the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I can't fault it. It's a great movie.
Yeah, like he baited them in, like he nowhere looked kind of deserted, and it gave him that creepy feeling. But when he revealed the reality with what was really going on, it was burned into a crisp. Yeah. Like, he destroyed it.
Yeah. So continue on, guys, because I gotta leave for just a second. I'll be right back. Continue on. We're continuing a discussion on Infinity War. Go ahead, Eric.
One of the things I liked was that the level of humor seemed to be borrowing quite a bit from Ragnarok. So I like that.
Yeah, there was a perfect mix of humor and darkness.
Yeah. And Peter Dinklage is a dwarf, and dwarfs are somehow gigantic in this movie.
I love that. Well,
I love that too. Like, I forgot like he's actually a dwarf. Like, because there's been rumors about who he was playing, and I didn't put two and two together. Like, oh yeah, that guy's a dwarf, right?
Yes, yeah, I never
dwarf. Oh, that makes total sense.
I didn't even realize he was going to be in it, and so it was a great surprise for me.
And it's funny, Thor gets an eye back. He gets an eye to put it back into a socket that he's missing an eye in. But it's a fake eye, or is it a real eye that he somehow stuck in there?
Robotic eye. Oh. It's robotic. There are jokes that the audience around me like missed. I think too. Like, or maybe they just didn't like them. But I think they just missed them, because at one point, I thought it was pretty damn funny when Quill called Thanos Grimace. You remember Grimace, right?
Yes, that was hilarious.
I was like busting out laughing, and then response was silent, and I'm like, damn,
we haven't seen
kids.
Grimace for years.
I know. I was just thinking, like,
nobody knows who he is, and that's when he left Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thinking of that one, and there was another one when Groot and Thor were going back and forth on the pod with the rabbit and
rabbit.
Yes, yeah,
at least he didn't say raccoon, because he would have gotten pissed.
I can't remember what Thor said, but the response was like basically like, I'll tell you when we're there, like when it's coming up, in like a proper way. And basically the joke was that Groot said, I am Groot.
Are we there yet?
Exactly. What? Like, he was saying, are we there yet? And like nobody else got that, and I was laughing again by myself. Like,
Well, I also thought it was funny when he first ended up on their ship, and Groot said something, and just the way he said it, you knew
also,
it was a
how stronger Groot's branches if he was used to be the handle for the axe?
Yeah, that's a good point. But
I know.
that must have hurt, too, ripping his arm off. But yeah, like it was in this movie, of all the Guardian of the Galaxy movies, like this is the first time, like a lot of, not all the time, but a few times when Groot was saying, like, yeah, I kind of get what he's saying.
Yeah,
I kind of get that, like, the
had more personality.
He's got different, inflections in how he says, I am Groot.
Yeah, like, you get that, like, when he was saying, when Quill told him to get back in the sea, you get the idea he told him to fuck off or something to that mix, I am Groot.
They get up offended by what he said, and Thor said something. I can't remember what it was, that they're like, you speak Groot? And he's like, it was an elective on Asgard.
Also, where's Thor getting his power? If he drew it from Asgard, where's he getting it from now?
Well, that was the part of the story of Ragnarok, like him gaining, like, understanding that his power wasn't from Asgard, like his power was from inside.
See, that's like, one of the problems I had with
Mjolnir.
This.
He needed it, like he could do it without Mjolnir.
That was one of the problems I had. Why wasn't he using his power?
I think that's part, like, they cut a part off. If you guys said before, if they'd made this three different movies, like, I think they could have added some footage. I'm sure that when he fought Thor before the movie started,
that would have been
used his powers.
That would have been
and Heimdall and all them fought him. I'm sure all that stuff happened, and I wish we got to see it.
Yeah.
And if they'd made it three movies, we could have got to see it. Maybe.
Yeah. Let's talk about the surprises that happened in this movie. Okay, because there's, by my count, there's only two people that really died in this movie. You had Loki, right, who had his neck pretty much snapped by Thanos physically. And which, by the way, there's a sneaking suspicion that Loki will be back, because he
probably didn't die. He probably used another illusion like he always does.
Right. Remember, Loki is.
I don't know. I think that Thanos could have told the difference between the illusions.
That's a good
point.
He
didn't care at that point.
Would he be able to stop an illusion?
That's a good point.
It's not just that. like Thanos has the time stone, and at some point we know like that's gonna revert.
Right.
Like
right.
They're gonna go back in time. I mean, at any point they can go back in time because of the time stone.
Right.
Thanos into undoing everything.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, a lot of the deaths that we saw, I'd say most of the deaths we saw, they're gonna be undone.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But let's talk about that for a second. Okay. Let's just assume that all those characters are really dead, right? Going into it, who did you think was going to survive, and who did you think was going to die? Were your predictions accurate going in? I can tell you from my perspective, I was blown away because I did not expect like the opposite of what I expected to happen. I expected
Tony Stark to die.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, it was up as the old characters survive, the new characters die.
Yeah. Surprisingly. Yes. So going
it was a total 180. A lot of us were expecting. Yeah. You know?
going in, which is exactly the right move, by the way. I think that's a brilliant move on Marvel's part.
Yeah, the only one that wasn't a surprise for me was Scarlet Witch, because unfortunately yesterday I was in a conversation. I was trying to figure out, it's like, how old was she supposed to be in Civil War?
Right.
And so I was
not
Googling
very
it.
Old, like what, maybe 20, 20, 8, 19?
Yeah, not
somewhere
old.
Around I thinking, there.
I was thinking a minor.
Yeah. You think she was still
like
a minor?
Maybe 17. Because... Maybe. There's the fact that Captain America calls her a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a great point that everybody. Something. Yeah. Everybody.
No, he's a lot older than that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He thinks
like a 50 year old.
America.
Though.
Yeah.
He had to be like 20 when he disappeared. When did he go into the war? He would have been shit.
Yeah.
Captain America had to be around 100.
Yeah,
I'm just saying mentally he's like 15.
But that's also the only person he refers to as a kid. If he thinks of everybody as a kid because of his age, then he'd be treating other people like that.
Yeah.
And this is the only one, so I think I just got the impression of their age. She was maybe like 17.
Yeah, you may be right. I'm sure there's a companion piece to the Infinity War in book form that we can all look forward to figure out all the little nuances like that. But
I like that the next movie is going
to
be
next
year because I think this movie is going to upset a lot of kids.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they're not going to see this coming. Like as far as like a lot of deaths, like we all expected it.
Did anybody notice that they pulled a James Bond by saying Thanos will return?
Yeah,
it's like in the next movie they should have a James Bond styled opening featuring Thanos.
But so what I was saying is that I ended up on the Marvel Cinematic Universe wiki.
Yeah, yeah.
On her page. And so then I was just scrolling down trying to see if they showed how old she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to a point, it's like, says something about her current status and it says she's deceased. And it's like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the day before I see the movie, I get the spoiler that she died in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we all had like who we thought going in was going to die and who was going to survive and all that. But that's the one
you didn't expect.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Breakman. You talked about like kids being upset. I don't think so because, like, when I was a kid looking at comics, like, I looked for those moments. Like, I'm like, holy shit, they killed so-and-so, right? And then later on, you know, you find out that they bring them back and that's an exciting event. So,
later on they bring him back, but I just remember back in the time when they killed Optimus Prime, like so many kids,
I would have thought
it was a riot, like all these kids blown, like I guess fortunate enough for me at the time, I probably would have bawled my eyes out too, but fortunate enough for me, my parents were poor, so I couldn't afford to go.
So what is, like, what was
I didn't see it till it was on TV sometime.
Was the one hero that you were really surprised to get it in the end?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. It was really weird.
I was hoping at least Sam Jackson's Nick Fury would survive.
Let me add that to the other things I was disappointed about.
Why did he go? And two, why did part of his phone go with him? And the other part survived? And who did he call?
It wasn't a phone. Okay. That was a little
messenger.
There's
another couple
thing.
Questions. Like, he was calling Captain Marvel.
Yep,
It was an SOS to Captain Marvel for whatever dimension or planet she's at.
See, I've never seen his logo, so I didn't know if it was his or not.
That's Captain Marvel. And
it was Captain Marvel's logo.
Yeah.
What was I going
to
say?
Why
did Tony Stark have a flip phone?
That's interesting. That's a good point. I observed that too, and maybe I was like, "That's kind of weird."
Smartphones for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of reasons why you.
He doesn't need a phone. He's got nanotech.
Jarvis.
His body. Yeah.
Captain America gave him that.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Freak. Captain America gave him that phone. You remember?
I forgot all about that.
Yes, I watched Civil War yesterday, so that's how I know I remember this. He gave it to him, if you need me, call me.
Yep, yep.
And it's like, I don't know if that's supposed to be kind of a nod at how old Captain America is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because my grandpa had the same flip phone for years.
I should have gone back and watched them all.
My parents had that same phone. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
My grandmother finally convinced him to get a new phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
I should have gone back and watched other movies.
The shields that the Wakandans gave him, I wonder if they're more powerful than his other shield.
No, just as powerful, because those are vibranium shields. Even Captain America's original shield was made from vibranium. So
yeah,
that's why it was so light. Yeah. Is this why it was still light and he was able to ricochet it off of everything without damaging it?
Couldn't they afford to make it bigger or disc shaped though?
Yeah, exactly. It would look kind of funky, like a little too small for him or something.
But the way they set it up, like he was able to increase his size, you know?
Yep. Mm. Yeah. So it was a specialized shield.
He kind of used it as a pike too.
But also with the flip phone, there's not as much GPS tracking in those.
Yeah. Yeah,
and exactly. So that would be a good reason why Captain America would pick up a couple flip phones.
That also brings up another question: like, where the hell was Captain America during Black Panther? Like, I just kind of assumed like he was there and he heard some explosions outside and he peeked out his window and then slowly closed the curtains and backed away. Like, I didn't see anything.
Well,
I wonder why Black Widow got her hair dyed. Back to her actual hair color.
Because they're hiding. They were in hiding.
Here's the other thing. I think that Bucky actually made the call to Captain America and said, "We need your help," or whatever. That's probably why Captain
Banner
America
did.
What's that? What was
Banner
that?
Banner made the call.
Who? Oh, Banner. Yeah.
After Tony Stark and Doctor Strange and Spider-Man left on the ship.
So let's talk about this because this was another irritating point for me. Like, no Hulk. I mean, we got Banner.
I don't know. Is Hulk going to come back and he's going to be even more powerful than ever?
Like he was saying, he kept screaming. Well, I don't know if he's going to come back more.
Yeah, he was like a wounded dog.
Yeah, like that. That
was the first time he lost.
Yeah,
I know. But you kept waiting
for
what
it was. He has a wounded ego after getting his ass kicked by Thanos.
Yeah, but the thing was, like, I didn't like it because
at the end for him to come out. You know, and it just never happened. Like, you're not over with that.
You
don't have to fight Thanos. Just help us right now.
No, the problem.
He was like a bully.
Yeah.
That somebody fought back.
Yeah, but the problem is like Hulk, Hulk is the most powerful Marvel character, period. Like that dude, other than Thanos or some of the cosmic beings, like Hulk.
Well, they always find a way to make some new character more powerful than the others. Yeah, you know, that's just the way comic books are. But I get your general point.
But the problem is Hulk would never have backed down from a challenge. He would have continually got stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Matter of fact.
Maybe that's like a thing for this movie. They kind of want to have a mental block and then overcome that mental block.
Maybe, but I think that's
Banner
a long way
did
to go
say
with
him
it.
And him and Hulk are going to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which I'm hoping we get to see, and I'm hoping it's going to be hilarious.
Maybe he'll become Red Hulk.
He'll be fighting himself like Fight Club.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking awesome. Ross that's supposed to become, right?
Yeah, Thunderbolt Ross, yeah. The problem they're taking Hulk in a direction that I'm not liking, and Hulk is my favorite character. Like Hulk.
No, I'm just hoping this is all for like a really good like culmination in the next movie.
Yeah,
which I was saying like I think there are going to be a lot of kids that are going to be unhappy. So I think it's great that the next movie's about a year away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it next year? I thought it was 2020.
Maybe Deadpool won't show up in the next movie just for shits and giggles.
So what?
Oh my God!
What more do we got to look forward to this year, guys? We got Captain Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and is there another? Am I missing something? Okay.
Deadpool.
Well, and Deadpool's not.
That's not related.
That's
to
not
this,
MCU
though.
Related.
I know. Yeah. It's not related, and neither is Aquaman, but that's something we can maybe look forward to.
Well, no, Deadpool 2, well, for sure.
Venom is coming. I mean, it's a DC movie. And... it's probably going to be awful.
Well, I guess I wasn't paying attention to if Venom is part of the Marvel the MCU or not.
No, it's not.
Spider-Man barely is. So,
okay, here. I've got the list of movies coming up. Ant-Man and the Wasp is in July. Yep. Captain Marvel will be March of next year. The next Avengers movie is going to be beginning of May. And then after that will be Spider-Man and then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, wait a minute. So no Infinity War next year, right?
No, I'm saying that's May of next year. May 2019 is the next movie.
Okay, cool. All right. So that's cool. Look, guys, like, I thought it was a great movie. I've been waiting for this movie a very, very long time. It sounds like we bitched at it the entire time we were talking, but I think we can all agree it's a pretty fucking good movie. I mean, they tied in 10 years worth of movies into one movie, and I think that's an accomplishment that not very many people could have done. So kudos to Marvel and their whole team.
Let's see, Spider-Man 3, that had multiple villain problems.
Oh, God.
I mean, when we were kids, this is what we dreamed of, right? Yeah. I mean, we were dreamed of being able to get besides having superpowers ourselves. Yeah.
Spider-Man
but
3
being able to
and
get to...
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 had that problem.
Yeah.
But being able to get to see movies like this when they're showing movies like, you know, Titanic or Pearl Harbor, shit we don't really want to fucking see because it's terrible.
Yeah.
We wanted to see these fucking awesome superhero movies, and we're getting this.
We're getting them. Yep, that's the thing. We're getting
them. And this was great.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my last question before we got to get out of here, guys, is this movie going to break the all-time record? Because it, like, Thursday previews, 39 million. That was just for the Thursday night preview edition. So are we going to get a new record? The old record was... Force Awakens at 250 million. Is this movie gonna top that?
I hope so, because as much as I am a Star Wars fan, like, The Force Awakens is one of those movies, like, the more you think about it, it's like there's so many problems with that movie.
It's not a movie.
As a Star Wars fan, it's like, yes, I like there are definitely things I love about it, and I love that they're advancing the story, and I love the new characters.
Yeah,
but there's so many problems with it.
I'm grateful that a black woman's directing Episode 9 and not J.J. Abrams, like it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
I think this might break the record. It's with Star
Wars, I hope
it
doesn't change again.
Yeah. Well, with Star Wars, they had the long gap of movies.
Yeah.
Which probably helped with their numbers. But then with this, then it's like we've had continual movies, multiple movies every year.
Yep.
And so obviously everybody's seeing those, so they're going to see this.
Yeah.
My only like really regrets are that the X-Men aren't part of this, you know?
Fantastic Four.
Like all these other companies that own those properties aren't sharing, like Sony is doing with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like we're missing a part of it. But what they've done without those characters is amazing.
Here's the thing. They have those characters now. So I can guarantee you
we're going to see them. But that's and we've talked about that before. Like I kind of like been like hoping I kind of want to just wrap this up so we can start over again so we can add the X-Men.
Well, they are. So the X-Men will be...
As long as the X-Men doesn't have Bryan Singer attached to it.
Anymore. He won't be anywhere near it.
That will probably be how the part two...
Or whoever wrote and costume-designed
cartoon's going to go back.
Yep.
And they will end up with new
yep.
Iron Man and all the characters they need to get rid of. They get, or all the actors.
Yeah, the actors.
They don't want to pay as yeah. much anymore.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to do all that soon. Because, like I said, they've got their whole lineup of movies. But after 2021,
yeah,
they're gonna start like that's when they'll start doing the reboot.
There'll be a
now
new,
they've still got like a plan and they're
yep.
still sticking to it.
Yep.
Which
that
is
new
good.
Phase. Yeah,
which I mean I like that you've made this plan out and you're sticking to it because so far I can't complain. You know.
You know, one thing I would like them to do is recast all the X-Men. I don't want to see Hugh Jackman as good as he was. Like
they're all old anyway.
Logan for me is one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. That movie was almost flawless. I want to remember Hugh Jackman in that role because that role was the absolute pinnacle of Wolverine. I want to see all new X-Men. I want to see an all new Fantastic Four. But I definitely want to see them in the MCU, and that's
the only
exciting.
Character I don't want rebooted is Deadpool.
Deadpool,
I want Ryan Reynolds.
Yep,
as Deadpool.
I totally yes. agree.
No, I want him in the universe, but I want Ryan Reynolds.
Yep,
as Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Do not change Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool because he is Deadpool. Like
I
can't
a great
think
Deadpool.
Of yeah, I can't think of a better person to.
He's doing the voice of Pikachu in the Detective Pikachu movie next year.
That's awesome, man. That's all right, guys. I think we all can give. I'm going to give Infinity War like a 9.5 out of 10. I think there was room for a little bit of improvement with Thanos. I think all hail Thanos. Thanos is a great villain. I'm glad they brought him in, and we have some meat to the bone for his character. So I'm giving it a 9.5. What are you giving it, Freak?
Yeah, I'll give it about a 9.5. My only other problem with this movie, and it's just one of just my thoughts.
Yeah.
If you're willing to sacrifice somebody, don't really love them.
Yeah.
It seems like that doesn't work. The qualification.
Yeah. Yeah. They had to do something.
It doesn't
though.
Only work on technicalities that you love that person until they died.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you love them until you had to choose.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Eric,
I love them until somebody can give me a better offer.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, what?
I love you, but he's giving me like this cool stone.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do love you and all, but you gotta go. That stone looks cool.
Yeah,
it's gonna look really good on this gauntlet.
Eric, what are you giving?
Oh, you will be around the
same. Yep.
The same.
Yep. 9.5. And so, what do you give it, Break?
I'm gonna give it a 9, and the reason I'm gonna give it a little bit lower is because there were so many kind of parts to it that at some points I was watching it and like
we better extended edition or something.
Yeah.
I would start to forget about some of the moving pieces, you know. Yeah. They'd flat it and until it started getting to the closer to the end when the moving pieces started to connect.
That's what I was saying when they really could have broke this movie up into two
and we were talking about that while you're
they also referred to the axe as a hammer, which I guess it basically is.
It's
but
the same thing. Yeah.
It had an axe on one side and a hammer on the other. And
by the way, I thought that was really good casting with Peter Dinklage.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that axe, anyways?
I forgot he said it.
Stormbreaker. Mm. Yeah.
Does he get that axe in the comics?
Stormbreaker.
Storm.
Yeah.
Does he get that thing in the comics too?
I'm pretty sure either he or Beta Ray Bill gets that. Hammer. So that might be a good lead-in into a Beta Ray Bill movie, which I would not be opposed to. You know what else I'm excited for is the possibility
of dogs
of dogs in Infinity War.
Dogs
maybe
four.
Maybe we'll see
somebody's children are out of control.
Maybe we'll see a space dog in the next Infinity War. That's awesome. Glitterina decided to join chat back again. Back in chat. Wow, that dog is awesome. He's like
that Frank's dog.
What's the number? I'm gonna call the abuse hotline.
Yeah, I think we need to call the dog.
I need your number and address.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Freak Five, thanks for joining the show. You have any plugs before we get out of here?
Yeah. go out, listen to Zombie Anonymous podcast.
Yeah, yeah, listen to Zombie Anonymous. Those guys do a pretty damn good job of discussing all things zombies and horror. So,
yep, oh, they really missed your kids.
It's the 12-step program for coping with the undead addiction.
Yeah, there you go, the 12-step program. Have you guys reached the 11th step? Yeah.
That's what?
Have you guys?
Dog is the name of this episode. That's
yeah, the dog is the new star.
No, that's my husky.
Oh, there you go.
I'll let you guys go so that.
Right on. Thanks for joining Freak Five. Really appreciate it for sure. Listen to Zombie Anonymous, everybody. They do a good job with horror and zombie game. Thanks, Freak Five. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Eric, let's do your plugs first.
All right. You can find reviews for games I've written up on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. In fact, on Boston Bastard Brigade, I've got reviews for Phantom Trigger and the Swords of Ditto.
The Swords of Dildos? What?
Ditto.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Those are up on Boston Bastard Brigade right now. And if you like what you see, or any of my other reviews that you care to look at on there, go to my Patreon, Eric Kelly, and if you feel like I deserve to get compensation for it and you have the money to spare, even throw just a dollar, that'd be great. I could use the extra money.
Looks like Glitty in chat pooped her pants or something. I don't know what's going on. I said
that. You shouldn't insinuate that. Oh. They might leave. I mean,
oh, that's you, Brakeman.
I was just being an ass.
I thought that was Glitty, man. I don't know. I'm just sorry. All right, Eric, anything else?
Other than that, you can find me on YouTube. I get my channel is Funny T Man. Otherwise, I'm on social media on Twitter as Eric RPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's all right. It.
Brakeman. Later, Freak Five. Appreciate it. What was that, Brake?
I'm Groot.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm Groot.
And?
I am Groot.
And any? I know.
I am Groot.
Okay. I know that you.
Yeah, he's definitely hungry. It's food quiz time.
I know that you need to get fitted for your new bras break, but I mean, come on, man. Plugs. We're talking about plugs here. Okay. Oh. All right. All right. Anything else, Brake?
I'm great.
Okay. Right on.
Don't shoot the food. That's man, okay.
Don't shoot the food from Groot over here. All right. My plugs are as followed. Make sure that you send any comments, questions, etc. to @RPGrinders. I think that's what you were trying to say, Groot. I mean, Brake. Let's see, what else? You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. Let us know what you guys and gals want us to do for the 500th episode. 500 episodes, a big deal. I know it's a big deal to me and to these guys. Years of doing this show. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They are a bunch of morons, Brake. I agree. I totally agree.
I am Groot.
I totally agree.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah. See, Brake is giving you guys.
It's all Brakeman's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Blame Brakeman. Send all your.
Or blame MXT. Blame him too.
Yeah, blame MXT.
I am Groot.
Yeah. Well, I don't care if you're offended, Brakeman. You just go in the corner and sit. Yeah.
Is anybody
eat your vegetables?
Is anybody more sold on Solo?
Yes,
I'm a little bit more.
I am. We'll talk about that next week, but and I'm sure Brake will have plenty to talk about that.
The new
right?
trailer is much better than the first trailer.
It is. It's way better. Way better. I think that's all I got this week. @FrankBranches on Twitter, @RPGrinders if you want to send comments to the show. Let us know what you want to see for the 500th episode, which will be coming up in like 3 months. I know it's a little ways away, but I mean, we've been at this thing for what, over 10 years now, Eric? So that's going to be a fun show.
Hey, oh, yeah. Did you ever get around to seeing Rampage?
I did, and I liked it. So I agree with everything you guys say about that. But today was all about Infinity War. Go out and see Infinity War. It's a super good movie. It's long, But it really, really Bridget says Reapers. You're gonna be eating a Reaper in a
minute.
I don't
think I'm sold on Skyscraper though. It's like it's basically Die Hard, but in sci-fi.
I've never seen that preview, so I don't know. Glitty says, "What the fuck is what is that Reaper? The Carolina Reaper. Look it up, Glitter. You know, you'll get it.
No, it's more like Die Hard's plus Taken maybe because his family's held hostage.
Yeah. All right. That's about all the time we got for this week, guys. Anything else? Break? Anything else?
I'm Groot.
All right. I agree. Eric, anything else?
Make sure you eat food that won't get you sick.
Yeah, don't eat romaine lettuce. Because right
I went to fucking Burger King before seeing the movie yesterday.
That's your problem. There you go.
I'm Groot.
Don't go to Burger King.
I agree. I agree, Brake.
I am Groot.
I totally agree with that. I couldn't agree with you more, Brake.
I only went there because like there was nothing else to get, and the movie was about to start. So
yeah.
I need to eat something.
Just don't eat romaine lettuce right now, even though I love
romaine
lettuce. That's
probably what did me in.
Yeah.
Because there was lettuce, nothing I ate.
Ooh, there you go. That's I think that you got
I'm much better now, though.
Yeah, that's good, man. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thank you, everybody. Later.
I'm Groot.
You are Groot.
I am Groot.
Yep, I agree. Why are you calling Eric bad names?
I am Groot. I am Groot.
Beautiful lyrics.
I wonder where Mug was Mug working today, because he could have joined in.